Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here with tonight's basketball game at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indian Lake taking on the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, the Indian Lake Lakers. They are 6-11 on the year. Fort Recovery's 3-11. We're underway. Indian Lake gets the tap to start the ball game. And it's tipped away by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. Callie Wendell will bring it down. Calp Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. See them for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, that's Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. Here's a shot from the right side by Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's good. Mollenkamp puts the Lady Indians up by two, at 2-0. Indian Lake brings down the basketball. Outside three-point shot. It's off the mark. No good. Nice-looking shot, but Allison Kenny missed it. Ball is chased down, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Indian Lake. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Kim Vormore, the former Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta recently sold his practice to Dr. Vormore. Of course, the staff still includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Kim Vormore, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. They'd love to be your family's dentist. They are accepting new patients. Here's Carly Niekamp with the ball, drives to the right side and is stolen away from her by Indian Lake. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Down comes the Lakers. Shots up from the left side, way off. Rebound, up and in. Kenzie Dixon gets a reverse layup rebound basket, and it's 2-2. We're all tied up here in the first quarter. 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left side to Callie Wendell. There's Maddie Guggenbiller with it. Maddie will turn, fire. It's partially blocked. She thought she might have been fouled. No call, and Indian Lake comes down with it. It's up and no good. Out of bounds. Going to be touched last by Fort Recovery. So Indian Lake will have the basketball. Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And again, Fort Recovery Lady Indian basketball tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Also, you're hearing us on FortRecoveryRadio.com, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and also on the high school TV network. Inside pass is stolen away by Fort Recovery. Turnover on the Indian Lake Lakers. Callie Wendell underneath to Eva Collig. She scores. Give Callie the assist. Eva Collig gets her first basket of the evening. That makes it 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by two. Over here it goes to Katie Roby. Roby hemmed in by Eva Collig, passes off over to Meadow McCullough, who drives the lane, missed the shot, out of bounds off of McCullough. It'll be the Lady Indians basketball. Once again, Indian Lake is 6-11, Fort Recovery 3-11. Fort Recovery leading 4-2 here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Eva Collig out between the circles. Bounce pass on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will drive in, and it's off of Indian Lake out of bounds. Will be given to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss the ball in. Slaps the basketball, looking for a teammate. And she's in trouble. Goes out deep to Callie Wendell. Just barely got it in time. Wendell will pass over to Carly Niekamp. Back to Callie Wendell. Drives to the free throw line, pops the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Indian Lake. Getting the board for the Lakers was Kenzie Dixon. Right side it goes to Allison Kenny. Kenny will pass inside, back outside. Three-point shot, it's no good. Rebound comes to Indian Lake, to Kenzie Dixon. Over on the right side with the ball there is Allison Kinney. She will pass underneath. It's up no good. Stephanie, let me see if I can get her name correctly here. Stephanie Allstetter at the shot, had the shot there, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, did not make the shot. So she will have two free throws. Allstetter steps up there and got the first. Makes it 4-3, and she could tie up the game here. Coming in is Emmy Brooks for Indian Lake, and leaving is Meadow McCullough. One more free throw here for Stephanie Allstetter. It is good. Two very nice free throws for her. Full recovery with the basketball. No press here for Indian Lake. 4-4 tie game. 4.5 minutes to go. Oh, what happened? Full recovery just lost the ball out of bounds. Miscommunication there between Carly Niekamp and Kennedy Mollenkamp. And a turnover on the Lady Indians. There was no Indian Lake player anywhere near them. Inside, it's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Took it away from Stephanie Allstetter. Right side, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will pass on the left to Eva Kollig. It's up, no good. Rebound, chased down. Eva Kollig has it. Out to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the basketball. Bounce pass on the left to Sage Luthold. Drives in. No shot there. Back out to Callie. Callie goes to the free throw line. Hands off to Eva Kollig. Eva will pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Game's tied 4-4 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Callie Wendell with it. And passes over here to Eva Kollig. Back to Wendell. Not sure that's who she was passing to, but it got to her. Sage Luthold inside. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie will lob it into Luthold. It's up and good. Give Callie Wendell another assist. And Sage Luthold gets her first basket of the game. That makes it 6-4. Lady Indians up by two. Indian Lake with the ball. There's a right side three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good by Allison Kinney. Rebound Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up across the timeline. Works her way to the right, back to the left. Feeds off to Eva Kollig on the wing. Back out top. Carly Niekamp, right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives in, stops, feeds back outside. Callie Wendell. Here's Eva Kollig. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Left to Sage Luthold. Sage looks for a teammate. 2:45 left on the scoreboard clock in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, for handicapped medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And Callie Wendell puts it up. The ball bounced a couple of times and then got stuck between the backboard and the rim. So that is a held ball situation when that happens, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Anytime the ball gets stuck between the rim and the backboard, it's a held ball call. Fort Recovery gets the advantage of the call here. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. Goes out deep to Callie Wendell. Wendell free throw line. Right side shots, no good, off the mark. Callie had 16 on Saturday in the win over Franklin Monroe. Here's a pass down to Stephanie Allstetter, and she scores. Give the assist to Kenzie Dixon. And we have a tie score again, 6-6 here in the first quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Sage Luthold. Sage will dribble, pass back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles to the basket, five-footers, no good, off the mark. Rebound comes down to Indian Lake. Pulling down the board there was Allison Kinney. He's over on the right, inside, back out to Kinney. Three-point shot, it's no good, off the mark. Rebound Maddie Guggenbiller, a Fort Recovery, and now we have a held ball call. And it will go to Indian Lake this time. Next game for Fort Recovery is Thursday when we play here at home against St. Henry. There's an inside pass thrown away by Indian Lake. Maddie Guggenbiller came up with it. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Not a lot of turnovers yet in this game, which is good. It's a good thing. Callie Wendell on the left. As I say that, she almost threw it away. And Fort Recovery ends up picking up the ball, but then they do throw it away. Turnover, Lady Indians. Ava Shane, our studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. At the radio station tonight, we have Eric Catterly running the buttons there. Neil Spencer's here at the game site also for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Right side shot is a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Carly Wendell. Let's try that again. Carly Niekamp on the missed shot by Kennedy Schwatter. Maddie Guggenbiller out front to Callie Wendell, and she tried to pass Kennedy Mollenkamp. A little miscommunication there and went off of Mollenkamp's fingers and out of bounds. Leaving the game is Kinsey Dixon for Indian Lake. Coming in for them is Katie Roby. So the Lakers with the ball, their point guard, Allison Kinney. She is almost tied up there by Sage Luthold. Now they're going to call a double dribble on Kinney. Turnover on Indian Lake, number four on them. Fort Recovery also has four turnovers, so we're even in that category. Holly Gann, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Yasmin Inskeep is the head coach of Indian Lake, and Fort Recovery threw it away again. That was just an unforced turnover through the hands of Callie Wendell. We had five turnovers, about three of them have been like that, where really Indian Lake hasn't caused them at all. Can't afford those kind of mistakes. Out front with it is Allison Kinney. She will hand it off. And they try to pass down to Kinney. She falls down. She's going to be fouled, I think, by Carly Niekamp. Yep, Carly Niekamp gets called for the foul, which is number one on her. That's only the second foul on the team here in this Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Indian Lake will put it in play. There's a shot up off the mark. No good. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller on the miss by the Indian Lake Lakers. We'll get it right here in a minute. Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball. On the left, Sage Luthold, and it's out of bounds. They did not get a shot off. Time expired, and that ends the quarter. We have a 6-6 tie at the end of one. Fort Recovery and Indian Lake Lakers all knotted up here at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back with quarter number two. Again, our first quarter is brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Ask about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist to sign you up for their weekly prescription program. Don't forget, you'll find them in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. That's Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Carly Niekamp just missed a shot to start the second quarter, and it goes out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in, goes out deep to Callie Wendell. Wendell looking for a teammate. Bounce pass goes on the right wing to Carly Niekamp. Dribbles in, passes back outside. Sage Luthold to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp top of the key. Right side to Carly Niekamp, out to Eva Kollig. Kollig between the circles. on the left to Callie Wendell. Dribbles in, scoops it up, got it. Callie Wendell, a nice move, and that's her first basket of the game. Again, she had 16 the other day in the Franklin Monroe win. She had 22 in the Ansonia win. And Carly Niekamp just got called. No, they didn't call her for a foul. It's just she just knocked the ball out of bounds. She got a benefit of the call on that one. As Indian Lake will put it in play, Kenzie Dixon gets the basketball. Guarded by Callie Wendell. Right side it goes to Allison Kenny, the point guard. She will pass over here to Meadow McCullough, one of the starters who's back in the game. Right side. With it there is Kenny. Underneath, it's loose. Picked up by Indian Lake. Three-point shot from outside. Good. They say it was only a two. I thought her foot might have been on the line there. That's Kenzie Dixon hitting a two-point basket. Very close to a three, but not quite. We're tied up at 8-8. Callie Wendell on a two-pointer just inside the three-point line out top. It's no good. Rebound comes to Indian Lake. Down they come. Inside, it's up, and oh, in and out, no good by Stephanie Allstetter. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down, stops, feeds back outside. We threw it away. Again, that's an unforced turnover. Turnover number six on the game for the Lady Indians. Indian Lake has four. No four-court pressure here for the Indians. They're playing just half-court defense. Looks like they're playing man-to-man at the moment. Inside, back on the outside, three-point shot. It's good. Hitting that three was Katie Roby. And actually, I think they might have just given her two. Looks like they just gave her two there. So it's 10-8. Indian Lake in the lead by two. Rebound comes down as Fort Recovery misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Indian Lake. Down inside to McCullough. She'll pass back outside to Allison Kenny. Kenny back out front it goes. With the ball there is Stephanie Allstetter. Now the ball goes over to Kenzie Dixon. Dixon dribbling the basketball. Goes to the right. Hands off to Kenny. Allison Kenny fires and misses the shot. About a 17-footer. And we have a jump ball called, held ball. Goes to Indian Lake on the alternating possession. Maddie Guggenbiller coming in for Fort Recovery. And Sage Luthold will go out. Once again, up next Thursday, we'll be here at home against St. Henry. Tune us in for the broadcast if you can't be here. Inbounds pass is stolen by Carly Niekamp. Five turnovers now in Indian Lake. Out front, Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball. She'll pass over to Carly Niekamp, right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling, going to the hoop and can't find any room, and they say she stepped on the end line, dribbling underneath, and that's going to be a turnover, and the ball goes back to Indian Lake. Turnover number seven now on the Indians. This second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. With the ball there is Emmy Brooks, who just came in. Inside to Kenny. She tries to pass outside, and it's swiped away by Callie Wendell. Wendell with the basketball. Maddie Guggenbiller with it. Dribbles to the right. Goes all the way under. Comes back out. Over to Callie Wendell. She's out between the circles, near the center circle. On the left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles down and puts it up and in. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her second basket of the night. And it's now 10-10. We're all tied up. There's a three-point shot up and no good by Allison Kenny. Rebound, Eva Colling. Carly Niekamp went down on that play, but I think she's okay. She gets up and trots down to the other end. Here's Eva Colling on the left, back out top to Callie Wendell between the circles. On the left, Maddie Guggenbiller sets on a three. Yes! Oh, they say it's only two. You say her foot was just inside the line. So Guggenbiller with two to make it 12-10. Lady Indians regain the lead. Ball's loose, and Indian Lake retains possession over on the left wing, and there's timeout called by Indian Lake. Timeout, Indian Lake. The score is Fort Recovery 12 and Indian Lake 10. 3:09 to go here in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Rob Weaver here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery and Indian Lake in high school girls basketball tonight. Indian Lake coming in with a 6-11 record. Fort Recovery 3-11. Right now, Lady Indians leading by 2 at 12-10 here in the first half of play. 3:09 to go in the second quarter. Indian Lake puts the ball in play. Out front with it, Kenzie Dixon, and the pass is thrown away. That was intended for Kennedy Swatterer, and it went out of bounds. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it down. Once again, Indian Lake, no full court pressure at all. Right side, Sage Luthold. On the left to Callie Wendell. Callie will lob it into Maddie Guggenbiller. Stops, puts it up, and got it. Give another assist for Callie. She has several tonight. Maddie Guggenbiller scoring. And there's a shot up and good by Indian Lake. And she is fouled in the act of shooting. Kenzie Dixon hits the basket. That's her sixth point of the game. And at the free throw line, Callie Wendell apparently called for the foul. At the line goes Kenzie Dixon. Free throw is good. Gives her 7 points on the evening. 14-13, Fort Recovery leads by one with the basketball. Callie Wendell on the left to Eva Collig. Back out top to Sage Luthold between the circles. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the basketball, stopping. Has it swiped away from her. Down comes Indian Lake. Turnover number 8 on the Lady Indians. Out front with it, around the horn. There's a 3-point shot. Good. Kenzie Dixon hits a three. That gives her 10 points on the night. That makes a score 15-14. Ball's loose and loose, and Indian Lake comes up with a turnover for recovery. Underneath, it's up and good. Scoring for Indian Lake there was Carly Strayer, who just came in the game. That makes the score now at 17-14. There's Maddie Guggenbiller setting on a three. It's a little bit off the rim. Rebound chased down by Callie Wendell in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Indian Lake. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Katie Roby reached in there and knocked it away. Fort Recovery calls time here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland dealer here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, they must have given Kenzie Dixon only a 2-point basket a moment ago instead of a three. So that makes the score 17-14. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter. Lady Indians trailing by three now. They have led much of this half, but not now. Kennedy Mullenkamp right side to Carly Niekamp, fires and hits a three. Nope, they say only two. Two for Carly Niekamp, her first basket of the game. And that makes the score now at 17-16. Lady Indians down by one. Indian Lake with the ball. There's traveling called. Turnover number six on Indian Lake. Indian Lake's got some nice athletes out there. Hope you're enjoying the game if you're watching on the high school TV network. I'm Rob Weaver here, and you're also listening on WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's another assist for Callie Wendell. And Carly Niekamp gets the lay-in. Callie Wendell's had a bunch of assists here in the first half, doing a great job. Indian Lake with the ball. Inside, shots fired up, no good. Rebound, who's going to get it? Going to have a held ball, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's also playing here at home on Saturday. We'll have that game for you on the radio as well. I think 12:45 might be the game time on that one. And Callie Wendell just lost the ball out of bounds. Tried to dribble down towards the baseline, and it just went out of bounds. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And Indian Lake just threw it away with 3.7 seconds to go, so we get a chance to score again here. Here comes the inbounds pass. Callie Wendell, a long shot, way short, and that's the end of the first half of play. Fort Recovery does lead 18-17 at the end of the first half of play. It was tied at 6-6 at the first quarter. Both teams had a better offense in the second quarter, and Fort Recovery outscoring Indian Lake by just a point in the second quarter to take an 18-17 lead here at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for all of your farm equipment, depend on the excellent service technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians will be playing Troy Christian here at home on Saturday. This says 12 o'clock on the printed schedule, but I'm thinking they might have changed that a little bit. So, 18-17 is the score here at the end of the first half of play. We'll be back in a moment with our halftime stats right after we pause for this.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, the score 18-17, a one-point lead for the Lady Indians here at the halftime over the Indian Lake Lakers visiting town tonight. Again, it was 6-6 at the first quarter, 18-17 here at the half. Fort Recovery has a lot of people scoring tonight. Kennedy Mullenkamp has 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Maddie Guggenbiller with 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Carly Niekamp with 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Then chipping in with 2 points apiece on all on 2 point baskets. Eva Colley, Callie Wendell, and Sage Luthold. That gives you 18 points for the Lady Indians here tonight. Again, 4 for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 4 for Maddie Guggenbiller, 4 for Carly Niekamp, 2 apiece for Eva Colley, Callie Wendell, and Sage Luthold. For the Indian Lake Lakers, they have a total of 9 points this evening for Kenzie Dixon. She leads the way for them. 4 points for Stephanie Allstetter. She has a two-point basket and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. By the way, Kenzie Dixon has 4 two-point goals and a free throw. Also with 2 points, Carly Strayer, S-T-R-A-Y-E-R. And 2 points for Katie Roby this evening as well, giving your total of 17 points for the Indian Lake Lakers. Again, they come in with a 6-11 record in the game tonight. Fort Recovery, a 3-11 record. Fort Recovery, though, playing much better basketball as of late. And then they had a great win over Ansonia the other day, about a week ago. Had a nice win this past Saturday against Franklin Monroe. In both those games, Callie Wendell led the way. 22 against Ansonia, 16 against Franklin Monroe. She's not scoring a lot of points tonight, only has 2, but she's had several assists in the game so far this evening. We'll be back with the third quarter of play coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this. Good evening to you. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at WPGW. Also, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Neil Spencer also at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also welcome to you folks who are watching on the high school TV network this evening as well. Back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And our third quarter of play is going to be brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in this area, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, an outstanding employer. Don't forget, they always have some great job opportunities. Check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Well, after this week, we're down to only three games and the season will be over. Kind of hard to believe. After Indian Lake tonight, it's St. Henry at home on Thursday. And then Troy Christian will be here on Saturday afternoon. And again, I'm thinking they changed that time to 12:45 Saturday. Then next week, we have Minster on February the 2nd, which is on Thursday. And then Salina on February the 7th. And the last game of the year is February the 9th, a Thursday at New Knoxville. And that will wrap up the season. I believe they're going to announce the tournament pairings for the girls' tournament this Sunday. So we'll have that for you on Monday when we get all the information rounded up. They're using some kind of a new system this year to pair up the teams, so it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. But we'll know on Monday about the pairings for the Fort Recovery sectional tournaments. All righty, set to go here. Indian Lake will have the ball to start out the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Again, Fort Recovery leading 18-17. Here comes the inbounds pass. Comes into Allison Kinney. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Kenzie Dixon. Over on the left, Katie Roby. Just shot up and good. Scoring on the play was Kenzie Dixon getting a two-point basket. Gives her 11 now on the day. Callie Wendell with the ball. Out front over to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie dribbles to the left of the lane, backs it up. Hands off to Callie Wendell now, way outside. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it by the center circle over to Carly Niekamp. She will dribble down, tries to go inside, now passes over to Callie Wendell, open for three, and she got it. Nope, they say only two. Boy, there's a lot of close shots that they're not quite a three-pointer, but almost. That was a two-point shot there for Callie Wendell. 2019 now, the Indians on top. After Indian Lake had briefly taken the lead, and there's a foul. And Callie Wendell. Number two on Callie. Nobody's in real trouble here tonight. Not a whole lot of fouls being called. Turnovers in the first half, 10 for the Indians and 7 for Indian Lake. So not a whole lot of turnovers tonight, but 10 is too many for Fort Recovery. Ball's loose. It's loose, and we have a jump ball called, and it's going to go to Indian Lake. Eva Collig comes in the lineup. Maddie Guggenbiller will take a rest. Now what? They're going to say the ball goes to Fort Recovery instead of Indian Lake, so that is actually a turnover then on Indian Lake because they had possession when the held ball was called. Callie Wendell has it over on the left side to Eva Kolig. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side, Carly Niekamp. There's Sage Luthold. She'll pass off to Eva Kolig. Kolig now back over here to Carly Niekamp. Dribbling around. Now over to Callie Wendell. Right side, Eva Kolig looking for us for help. Ball's tipped away. And Eva got it back somehow. And then there's a foul called on McCullough. Eva almost lost that ball, but somehow grabbed it back, and Meadow McCullough is called for the foul. So Lady Indians keep the basketball. Comes in to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling out front, right side to Eva Kolig. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Left side to Sage Luthold. Sage looks back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling and lost the ball, and they're going to say it was touched by Indian Lake by Katie Roby. Isaac Lefevre is doing the PA system tonight for the high school here. Isaac's a senior on the Fort Recovery student body, and he also sang the national anthem tonight. So you can't be that. Can't beat that multitasking. There's a three-pointer by Carly Niekamp. And here's a shot up and good by McCullough. That wasn't Carly. I think that was not Carly Niekamp. That was Callie Wendell that hit that shot a moment ago. And she has 7 points on the night now for Callie Wendell. And here's a ball goes out of bounds. Turnover on Indian Lake. Nope. I'm sorry. Turnover on the Lady Indians. 11 on us now. Again, Cooper Farms is your third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, with several area locations, including St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and, of course, right here in Fort Recovery. And there is Indian Lake turning the ball over. So we get it back. Lady Indians lead by 2, 23-21. Been several lead changes in this game. Out front with it, Sage Luthold on the left to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbles, comes down, tries to feed over to Eva Kolig. Eva does manage to chase it down, back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp right side to Sage Luthold. Luthold passing to Callie Wendell. Right side to Eva Kolig. Kolig dribbling, lost the ball, picked up by Indian Lake. Turnover, Lady Indians, and there's a turnover right back by Indian Lake as Stephanie Allstetter traveled with the basketball. Maddie Guggenbiller comes in for Fort Recovery, and Sage Luthold will take a rest. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp down across the timeline. Out front with the basketball. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling, feeding over here to Maddie Guggenbiller. Eva Kolig on the left. Lost the ball, but got it back. And now it's going to be over and back. Yep. Over and back on the Lady Indians. Lost control of the ball there. Turnover on Fort Recovery, number 13 on the Lady Indians. So Indian Lake will toss it in here. Oh, nice lob pass underneath. Shots up and no good. Tried to reverse layup, and the ball actually hit off the bottom of the rim. Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Carly Niekamp outside to Callie Wendell. Callie has it knocked away, but Maddie Guggenbiller picks it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp out front. On the left, it goes to Eva Kolig. Kolig in trouble, hands it off to Callie Wendell. Wendell down the lane, feeds to Carly Niekamp, who's wide open underneath. It's another assist for Callie Wendell. And Carly Niekamp gets the basket. 6 points for her tonight now. Here's a three-point shot. No good off the mark for Indian Lake, and they're going to lose the ball out of bounds, I think. Nope. Still up for grabs. Indian Lake manages to keep control. Shots up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As Stephanie Allstetter will go to the line with two shots. She was there previously in the first half and hit on two of two. Call Eva Kollig for the foul. At the line is up and no good by Allstetter. She will have one more. Stephanie Allstetter, a 6-foot senior on this Indian Lake Laker team. It's up and it's good. So she's 3 of 4 for the night from the free throw line. She will go out of the game, take a rest. No. Yeah, she left the game. So Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives to the baseline, stops, feeds over to Carly Niekamp, back out to Callie Wendell. Three does not go. And a rebound goes off the fingertips of Eva Kollig and out of bounds. It'll be given to Indian Lake. 25-22 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. 2:39 to go here in the quarter. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. And there's a foul called on Indian Lake. Kenzie Dixon. So Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Now Indian Lake is pressing full court here. Down comes Callie Wendell with the ball, racing all the way down, stops, comes back out. Over to Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp between the circles. Left to Sage Luthold, goes inside, stops. They're going to call her for traveling with the ball. Travel on Sage, that's turnover number 14 on the Indians. They've had about 5 a quarter tonight, which really is way too many. Down comes the Indian Lake Lakers with the basketball. Back out front is Kenzie Dixon, guarded by Callie Wendell. Dixon will pass over on the right. Allison Kinney with it. She'll be inside the keyhole. Now feeds over here to Kennedy Swatterer. Swatterer with the ball over on the right. And hemmed in over there by Eva Kollig, and they're going to call 5 seconds. Eva Kollig guarding her for more than 5 seconds without her moving the ball. That's a turnover. Fort Recovery gets it back. Turnover number 11 now on Indian Lake. Callie Wendell will bring it down. Works her way to the right. And I guess that was a shot. No good. Rebound comes to, I think, Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Indian Lake saying, who had possession? Nobody had possession there. Well, the official ruled that there was, so Fort Recovery did keep the ball. We'll be back in a moment right after this. We have 1:25 to go in the third quarter. On the Cooper Farm scoreboard, Fort Recovery leads 25-22.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go with action. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Nope. Kennedy Mollenkamp missed the shot, and Indian Lake comes up with the ball. Out front with it. Indian Lake with the basketball. It's loose down there, and it's going to be given to, well, Indian Lake comes up with it. Now there's a foul on Fort Recovery. So back here at Fort Recovery. Sorry. Neil Spencer's distracting me. We have Indian Lake with the basketball. 25-22, Fort Recovery lead. Down to 35 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a right side pass back outside. Over on the left. Back outside. Fouls called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So at the getting the ball on the sideline was Kennedy Swatter for Indian Lake. Back out front it goes. There's Kenzie Dixon dribbling it around. She'll pass over on the left. With the ball there is Allison Kinney. Goes down low, down to 8 seconds. Ball's loose and stolen away by Eva Colley. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming down, fires a shot. No good at the horn. That's the end of the third quarter of play. 25-22, Lady Indians leading by 3 points. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Okay, back here at Fort Recovery's Fortside Fieldhouse. We go to the fourth quarter, 25-22. Lady Indians trying to hang on here. They lead by three. Indian Lake with the basketball. Over here on the left, it goes to Katie Roby. Down inside, shots fired up. No good. Rebound back up and in. Stephanie Allstetter scoring. That gives her a total of 7 points on the evening. And that makes it a 25-24 game, a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold has the ball knocked away, stolen by Stephanie Allstetter. Turnover number 15 for the Lady Indians. Back out front, over on the right side it goes. Three-point shot, good. And that puts the Lady Lakers on top here. Katie Roby gets that basket. I guess they just gave her a two. But it's still a 26-25 lead for Indian Lake. And there's a steal by Indian Lake and a missed shot by the Lakers. The ball's knocked out of bounds. And I think Fort Recovery knocked it out of bounds. It'll be the Lakers basketball underneath their own hoop. They lead by one, 26-25. Back outside. There's a three-point shot. No good. Off the mark this time by Katie Roby, who just hit the long shot a moment ago. And there's a foul called on Indian Lake. See who got that one. That's Allison Kinney gets called for the foul. And there is a foul on Indian Lake. This one is on Katie Roby. Fort Recovery with the ball on the sideline. Outside, Sage Luthold with it. And there is a foul called. It's going to be called on Indian Lake. It's three fouls in a row here. Stephanie Allstetter gets called for the foul. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Fort Recovery trailing now 26-25, 6:37 to go in the game. Right side, Callie Wendell. She tries to drive underneath, feeds off to Sage Luthold, misses the shot. Rebound, Eva Kolig. Good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Eva Kolig with a hustle shot there. Raced over, grabbed the rebound, and put it up and in. Going to call that foul on Allison Kinney. That puts the Lady Indians back on top at 27-26. Free throws up and no good by Eva Kolig. Rebound comes down to Allison Kinney. Over on the right side with it. Back outside it goes. Indian Lake in trouble, and they're going to be called for 5 seconds. Closely guarded for more than 5 seconds. They lose the ball on the turnover. Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading by one. We've got a long way to go in this one, though. 6:08 left to go in the game. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left gets bumped by Kenzie Dixon. The ball goes out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by Dixon. So Carly Niekamp will have the basketball on the far side. Gives it in to Callie Wendell. Callie's just had a bunch of assists here tonight. And ball is loose, and we have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, kind of a small crowd tonight, but it's an interesting game. Lady Indians leading by one, 27-26. 5:47 to go here in the contest. Again, Lady Indians will be back here at home on Thursday against St. Henry, then back here at home on Saturday against Troy Christian. And I'm thinking the Troy Christian game time was moved to 12:45, but don't take that for the God's truth. I would have to double-check that time, but it was supposed to be 12 noon originally, and I think they moved it to 12:45. Right side to Callie Wendell. Lobs it in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Passing back over to Eva Kolig on the left. Eva inside to Mollenkamp. No good, and she's fouled by Katie Roby. Indian Lake just not getting anything going their way here the last couple of minutes. Kennedy Mollenkamp with two shots. She has four points on the night. And now five. And she bounced that one in, but it went in. 28-26. Up and good again. 29-26. 5:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the ball is loose, picked up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Steal for the Lady Indians. There's Callie Wendell on the right. Dribbles back outside. Tells Kennedy Mollenkamp, clear out, Kennedy, so I can come out. Over to Eva Kolig on the left. Now gives to Maddie Guggenbiller, top of the key. Now on the left side to Carly Niekamp. She'll drive in. No room there. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp in the lane to Maddie Guggenbiller. Three-point shots off the mark. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Dribbling the ball. Puts it up. It's off the mark. Rebound back up. And no good by Eva Kolig. Rebound comes down. And there's traveling called on Indian Lake's Stephanie Allstetter. And The Indian Lake fans not too happy about that call. Sage Wendell will come in for Sage Luthold comes in for Fort Recovery, and going out, Eva Kollig. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp up and in. That gives Kennedy 8 points on the night now. She's leading the Lady Indians in scoring here this evening. Underneath, Indian Lake with the ball. The Lakers of Indian Lake High School. Shots fired up and no good. Rebound and a foul's called on Carly Niekamp as she went over the top of Stephanie Alstetter. So Alstetter will have two free throws coming here. Alstetter's been to the line, had four free throws tonight, and she's hit on three of the four. This is actually her third trip to the line, and she missed the first one. Lady Indians lead by five, 31-26. I think that might be our biggest lead of the game. One more, it is good. 31-27. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Comes down, and we've got a foul called. Allison Kinney picks up the foul for Indian Lake, so Callie Wendell will go to the free throw line with 1-1 here. Come on, Callie, let's see if she can convert. This is only our fourth free throw of the night, and it's no good off the mark and goes out of bounds off of Sage Luthold out of bounds. ...31-27 score, and Indian Lake has the ball. We're getting down there, 4:11 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery with a four-point lead. On the left, and tipped out of bounds by Carly Wendell. Out of the hands of Katie Roby. Roby will toss it in here. Roby is a 5'6 junior for the Lakers. Back out top it goes to Allison Kinney. Kennedy goes off the pick to the right, drives underneath, lost the ball. And they say that nobody touched it for Fort Recovery. She just lost it. So Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in here against the full court pressure by Indian Lake. Long pass down to Callie Wendell, and she'll put it up. No good. It's blocked by Indian Lake. And now a foul is going to be called on Allison Kinney, fouling Kennedy Mollenkamp. So Mollenkamp will go to the line with 1-1 here. Number four on Allison Kinney. Coming in for her is Kennedy Swaderer. She spells her name S-C-H-W-A-D-E-R-E-R, Swaderer. And Mollenkamp puts it up and got it. One more for Kennedy, 32-27. One more for Kennedy, puts it up, and it is good. Got them both. Gives Kennedy a total of 10 points on the night now. Right side, there's a shot fired up and good. Nice basket by Kennedy Swaderer. Her first basket of the evening. And that makes the score 35-27. So the Indians had a 10-point lead there a moment ago. Now it's 8. Ball's loose, picked up by Indian Lake. Swatter comes down, feeds it over here to Kinsey Dixon. Dixon goes on the right. That's Katie Roby with it. She goes down low and ball's out of bounds off of Indian Lake. Turnover on the Lakers. Eva Kollig will come in, and Maddie Guggenbiller will go out. Full court pressure continues here for Indian Lake. Pass comes in to Sage Luthold, back to Carly Niekamp. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp across the timeline. She'll come down, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Indian Lake. On the left it goes. Shots fired up, no good by Swaderer, but Indian Lake got the rebound. Out front with it, there's a foul on Callie Wendell as she reached in on Katie Roby. So not the 1-1 yet. The next one will be. That was team foul number 6 on the Lady Indians. 2:45 to go. They had the scoreboard wrong. I thought it couldn't have been a 10-point lead a moment ago, but the scoreboard says 33-29 now. It's only a 4-point lead for Fort Recovery. Right side shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Missed shot there by Kenzie Dixon. So they gave the wrong points to Fort Recovery a moment ago. They gave Fort Recovery 2 points when they should have given it to the Lakers. So the score is really only a 4-point game at the moment, 33-29. Callie Wendell goes to the free throw line. Two very important free throws here. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's good. She will have one more. That gives her a total of 8 points on the evening now. And that one is also good. Perfect. 2 for 2 for Callie that time. Makes it 8 points for Callie Wendell, 35-29. Lady Indians leading by 6. And actually, I've got 9 points for Callie, I think. I think the scoreboard might be wrong on that. Anyway, Indian Lake with the ball. Oh, traveling. Yep. Dragging her foot there was Katie Roby. Another turnover on the Lakers. They've had several here in this fourth quarter. It's a 6-point game, 35-29. Inbounds pass coming from Carly Niekamp. And they say she didn't get it in time. 5-second violation. Carly didn't get it in time, so it'll go to Indian Lake. Got a timeout on the courts at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 1:54 to go in this game. It's still anybody's game. Fort Recovery does lead, though, 35-29.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at the radio station. There's a shot up and no good by Stephanie Alstetter of Indian Lake, and Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. Callie Wendell out front with it. On the left to Eva Collig. Collig to Kennedy Mollenkamp in the center circle. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the basketball. Comes back to the center circle. Dribbling. Again, gives over to Sage Luthold, and a ball ricochets off of Sage going out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians. And Indian Lake will toss it in. Comes in to Allison Kinney. Underneath, shots up and good. Nice basket by Stephanie Alstetter. 35-31. It's only a 4-point game. Indians by 4 with 1:03 left to go in the contest. Callie Wendell on the left, dribbling the ball, goes to the free throw line, now to the baseline, up no good. Rebound, had a good shot there, just wouldn't go. Rebound comes to Indian Lake. To Kennedy Swatterer, she'll come down, and she's going to be fouled by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp called for the foul. As At the free throw line will be Kennedy Swatterer. Swatterer puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Carly dumps it over here to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down, looking for help. Feeds over here to Sage Luthold. Now to Callie Wendell. Callie way out front with the ball. And she is fouled by Kenzie Dixon. So I don't think they really want to do that. Callie Wendell's a pretty good free thrower. She will go to the line with two shots here. We are in the bonus now. Callie eyes the basket. It is up, and it is good. That makes it a five-point game. One more coming here for Callie. It's up, and it's good again. 37-31, a six-point lead here. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good by Indian Lake, by Stephanie Allstetter. But she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she will have two free throws. 22 seconds to go. It's not over yet, but getting close here. That is five fouls on Carly Niekamp, as Carly has fouled out of the game this evening. At the line, Stephanie Allstetter. She has the first one up and good. One more for her. That makes it down to a five-point game now, 37-32. This next one's up, and it is good. 37-33, the score. It's a four-point game, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout, Lady Indians. Holly Gann wants to call a time with 22 seconds left to go in the contest. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, the score is 37-33, Lady Indians leading by four. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure up. Okay, we won the other day against Franklin Monroe. So this will be our third win out of five games if we can hang on here. 37-33, Lady Indians in the lead with the ball. Ooh, almost threw it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp has it, and she's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. Going to call that personal foul on Kenzie Dixon. So Kennedy Mollenkamp will go up there. She hits these, and it's basically over. The lead is six now. This would make it an eight-point lead if Kennedy can connect on these two. First one's in the air, and it is good. Bounced around a little bit, but it went down in. That gives her a total of let's see here. It's up and good again. 39. That gives her a total of 12 points on the night. 39-33. There's a shot up and in by Indian Lake. That makes it 39-35. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery. Nope. A foul is called on Indian Lake on the press. So we'll march down to the other end. See, I was trying to figure out who they gave that basket to a minute ago. At the line is Sage Luthold, and she hit it. Nothing against Sage, but she's not the greatest free throw shooter in the world. So that was a great shot. There's another one. She got them both. How about that? When it's going right, it's going right. That pretty much ices the game. 41-35, Fort Recovery with the lead, and that is how it ends. 41-35, Fort Recovery wins the game tonight over the Indian Lake Lakers. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio right after a wee pause for this break.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at, again, the Fortside Fieldhouse. You got plenty of room there or not?
There you go. I can hear you.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. Holly Gann joins us. Hey, 3 out of 5 wins. How about that?
We're doing good. I mean, you know, it's a similar. These games are very similar. It's not like we went beating anybody by a lot. But, you know, you don't have to. So it's nice to see Callie and Kennedy and Sage and even those girls making some free throws when it matters. So, and that's something, if you go back and you look at some of those earlier close games, we weren't necessarily doing that. And so I just feel like we get close and these girls just have a way of kind of figuring it out on their own. So,
yeah, Sage went to the line there at the end, a chance to ice the game. I said on the radio, maybe I shouldn't have, that, well, to be quite honest, Sage is not exactly the greatest free throw shooter in the world, but she hit them both tonight. That's what counted.
Oh, absolutely. I just told those guys, I said, hey, we're right now on the stat line. It's saying 40, maybe 9% shooting right now in the year. But if you look at the last 3 to 5 games, it definitely wasn't 49% shooting. In fact, like I said, we made it when we had to, and we did adjustments and got the ball in. And like I said, everybody kind of chipped in again tonight, and it was a great team win.
Callie Wendell had 11 points tonight, but to me, that wasn't the big story. Wow, when you add up her assist, it's going to be a very nice total.
Absolutely. You know, Callie did a nice way about finding that open person. You know, Maddie had some really great passes inside, too, and those girls were able to finish. And, you know, we had wide open bunnies that nobody was guarding us, and it was almost too open that we didn't know what to do with ourselves. So, again, I'm just excited that we came and showed up today and played 4 quarters, and we were able to walk away with a W.
Have we played these guys before?
Nope, this is first year.
I was going to say, I don't remember playing the Indian Lake Lakers, but where are they even located at?
Right down 274.
Okay.
Right outside of New Bremen, through Jackson Center.
Oh, okay.
And right straight to hit 75.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations on the nice win tonight. And you got St. Henry playing them at home on Thursday. That'd be a big conference
this
win.
This will be a big conference win. And, you know, it's a game that, like I said, is doable. St. Henry's playing really well right now. I will say that. They're just getting better like we are, and they had a rocky start to their season. So it should be a good game for us on Thursday.
Well, congratulations on the win, Holly, 41-35. And, again, the record looks a lot better now at 4-11 and getting better.
Yep, and, you know, and that, like I said, Rob, it's easy to get discouraged, but it's got to be a learn and grow process, and these girls are learning and growing.
They absolutely are indeed. Hey, so, well, thanks for coming up, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good night.
Yep. Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They win 41-35 over the Indian Lake Lakers. And giving you the scoring for Fort Recovery, they were led by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 12 points tonight. Callie Wendell had 11. 6 points for Carly Niekamp. 4 points apiece for Eva Kollig, Sage Luthold, and Maddie Guggenbiller. So pretty decent balance there for the Lady Indians. Again, Kennedy Mollenkamp with 12, and Callie Wendell had 11. For the Lakers, they were led in scoring by Kenzie Dixon with 13. Stephanie Allstetter had 12 points. And then we dropped down to Katie Roby with 4. And 2 apiece for Carly Strayer, Kennedy Swatterer, and Meadow McCullough. Again, the record for Indian Lake drops to 6-12 on the year. Fort Recovery improving to 4-11 on the campaign. Thanks to Coach Holly Gann for coming up afterwards. Thanks to our great sponsors who you folks heard throughout the broadcast. We appreciate them very much. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. And again, we will have the St. Henry game for you on Thursday night here on the radio and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.